relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
God bless Donald Trump. He's left the building. But God bless Alex Marlow and the guys at Breitbart. This is from Breitbart.com, from their White House correspondent. Oh, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Charlie Spearing. President Donald Trump on Tuesday reversed a decision by the Arlington National Cemetery to cancel its annual Wreaths Across America event. Quote from the president's tweet. I have reversed the ridiculous decision to cancel Wreaths Across America at Arlington National Cemetery. It will now go on. Thank you, Mr. President. What on earth? Really? We can't lay wreaths? Last time I was there, it was pretty wide open. Not a lot of doors and rooms at Arlington Cemetery. Unbelievable, truly. Oh, and just as insane, this is from foxbusiness.com, Samuel Dorman and Lydia Moynihan. A petition is circulating Harvard University student body seeking to, ban Trump administration officials from teaching, speaking, or attending Harvard because of their association with the president. One more time. A petition is circling Harvard University attempting to ban any Trump official from teaching, speaking, or attending Harvard University because of their association. Now, McCarthyism was in fact justified. It was the Cold War, and whilst his methodology, his tone, was not the most effective, we now know, thanks to various declassified KGB, MKVD archives, we now know M. Stanton Evans' incredible work, the late, great M. Stanton Evans, that they were literally hundreds, between 300 and 500 Soviet assets or fellow travelers across the U.S. government after World War II. So it was real, and it should have been dealt with. The House Un-American Services, Un-American Committee was used as a political tool. All that is true. But now, if you work not as an undercover asset of an enemy regime, but if you worked for the duly elected president of the United States, one of the most, until recently, prestigious universities in the world, wishes to make you a non-person, wishes to cancel you, not just from, you know, we're used to the being banned from giving a speech, but to work or to study there. This is very real, my friends. And imagine what happens if they get the reins of power. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for all the comments on our YouTube channel. Don't forget, after you've subscribed, hit the notifications bell. If you're watching us, hit the like button. Our first guest of our second hour today, we have a new guest from that superlative website, The Federalist, where they just don't like vowels. Follow them on Twitter at FDRLST. He is their political editor, John Daniel Davidson. John, welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me.
So you are on the show today because of this incredible piece that you wrote at thefederalist.com. Bookmark it right now. Let's post the article on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook page, about Nevada and tribal areas, a story that is not getting enough oxygen. Would you give us the key details of your story, please, John?
Yeah, the key detail is that Native American voter advocacy groups, nonprofits, supposedly nonpartisan groups, under the guise of a get-out-the-vote effort, were essentially giving away cash, gift cards, electronics, prizes, all kinds of things to voters in tribal areas who either handed their absentee ballots over to them or brought proof that they had gone to their polling place and voted. They were doing this at polling places. They were doing this outside of the polling place, and it was pretty widespread and totally a violation of federal election law.
Now, let me ask, because I know things are very special or different on tribal areas. Is there anything that is unique to these autonomous or quasi-autonomous regions that would give you immunity from the federal statute that says you cannot buy somebody's vote? Is there something unusual on these tribal territories that says, well, here we do things differently? Or is this just a straight case of bribing people with products for their votes?
No, there's no exemption to federal election law in tribal areas. This was done by nonprofit groups, 501c3 groups that are ostensibly voter advocacy groups that just want to get out the native vote. And yet, maybe because they didn't quite grasp federal election law, they chronicled themselves what they did on their own Facebook pages. There was no secret source I had for this. You just have to be curious. It's all, like I say, it's hiding in plain sight. They chronicled raffles that they would do. You could enter the raffle if you voted. You could enter the raffle if you dropped off your absentee ballot. And, of course, this is a long tradition of this kind of thing being illegal. You can't offer things to people, things of value to people for voting. And the other problem with this, and the reason why it's such a problem, is that these same groups were obviously in the tank for the Democrats and for the Biden campaign. Some of the spokespeople for these groups appeared in their official capacity wearing Biden campaign face masks, Biden campaign swag they were giving out at polling places, along with other things, with these electronics and gift cards and whatnot. So all of this violates federal election law, whether you live on an Indian reservation or whether you live in a city, whether you're a member of a tribal community or whether you're not. The law is the same for everybody.
You can read the article at The Federalist. In Nevada, a corrupt cash for vote scheme is hiding in plain sight, by our guest. You can follow him on Twitter, John D. Davidson, right now. Let's post that article. You can find it at Seb Gorka on Twitter, on our Facebook page, Sebastian Gorka. Now, the remarkable thing, it's a slightly longer article than average, printed out, it's about 5 pages, and near the end, You list, you mentioned that you had no secret undercover sources and so forth. You can actually find evidence of this occurring not just in Nevada, but South Dakota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Washington, Michigan, Idaho, Minnesota, and tribal areas in Texas. Now, That's quite a list, John. Could you share with those of our millions of listeners and viewers across the country, what kind of coverage has this massive story been getting in the legacy mainstream media?
None. Zero. Like I said, this is not something that's hard to report on, but you have to be curious and you have to want to tell the story. And you have to be committed to something other than a narrative in order to report on this stuff. No, it's outrageous to me that a media organization as small as the Federalist has to report on these things because no one else will. It defies belief that I'm the only one who's going to write about this. And it's as you mentioned, it's going on in more than half a dozen states. And I linked the links I put on there to these other states are just links to Facebook pages of native advocacy groups in these states that are running the exact same kind of scheme where they're running raffles for voters, you know, all of it under the guise of a get out the vote program, all of it heavily skewed to the Democratic Party and the Biden campaign. It's not rocket science. The mainstream media would report on this stuff if it served their narrative, but it doesn't.
We're out of time. Quick question. Do we know where the money is coming from to fund these bribes?
The money is coming from larger umbrella organizations that fund the native vote. The NCAI is one of the major groups that is behind this.
John, are you going
to... And that's where it comes from.
Are you going to stay on this story?
Yes, I hope that I will.
All right, we need you back. Follow this man. Incredible reporting from that great site, The Federalist, federalist.com, at John D. Davidson on Twitter. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a massive family here at Salem, across the nation, with amazing hosts. You know the big names, the doyens of talk radio, like Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher. Also, we have townhall.com, PJ Media. And in the city of brotherly love, he may be from Missouri, but he's holding the line every single morning, the early shift, 6 to 9 a.m., a.m. 990, The Answer. Chris DeGaulle, welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, it is a pleasure to talk to you again. Your show exploding in popularity here in Philadelphia, I should say, by the way. Well done.
Thank you kindly. I'm still working on a beard as fulsome as yours, but... It takes time. Chris, a little birdie told me, have you had enough with the Keystone State?
Sam, I don't know if you're familiar with our health secretary. I mean, beyond what's going on with the recount. Yes. I'll leave it at that and let people do the research if they'd like. But, yeah, we've got new restrictions now. We've got paperwork required of us if we travel in or out of the state.
Hang on. Stop right there. There are your papers. Tell me,
that's
Chris.
Right.
No, seriously, I need the facts. What do you need in Pennsylvania if you're traveling?
This just came down yesterday. If you travel out of the state or you're hosting people coming in, we have to produce proof within 72 hours that we have tested negative for coronavirus or submit to a 14-day quarantine if we're not willing to produce the papers.
And how do they know that you've been traveling or that you've had guests?
Wonderful question. We can't get that answer, although the health secretary did say that they have the means to take us to court if necessary. And while they, this was the quote, and I'm roughly paraphrasing, while we can't police every car and every plane, we will be watching. So I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know if we're going to have brown shirts at the airport greeting people as they get off the plane to produce the papers. I don't know exactly how they intend to do it, but they've made it clear they intend to try.
Okay, so there's a kind of Janus-faced issue here, or there's a dichotomy here. Philly, corrupt is all get out. But, and Pennsylvania, corrupt, we get it. But my impression is that most Philadelphians, most Pennsylvanians are going to say impolite short words to that requirement. Is that your impression, Chris?
Well, yes, you know, you saw the footage. That's the thing about this state. It's full of patriots. Pennsylvania, overwhelmingly ruby red. It just happens to be the southeastern pocket where right. I'm talking to you right now. And even so, there's an independent streak in Philadelphians, as you well know.
Yes.
I mean, you know, our most prominent statues of Rocky, for God's sake. I mean, what's that tell you?
Right.
We're pretty loath for this kind of restrictions. I was taking calls. I'm calling it the Great Turkey Rebellion here, Seb. I'm actually, I'm encouraging people to flank on all borders. I get calls from people crossing the river to go to Trenton for Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. I get people headed to Virginia. We took all the infantry incoming today.
All right, the Trip to Van Revolt is starting. Follow him right now, Chris Stigall, Stigall on Twitter, AM990, The Answer. Chris, give us the latest update. What is going on? We saw it was too long ago. It was 10 days ago. We saw Corey Lewandowski in Philly with that bullhorn. We saw Pam Bondi being locked out of the election center with their duly signed judge's order to be allowed in to watch the counting of the votes. What's the latest? What can you tell us in terms of transparency in a federal election?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court yesterday has not changed their stripes. They're the ones that gave us this mess to begin with, so it won't come as a surprise that they said yesterday, by that same pipe margin, the Trump campaign has no right to watch the ballot counting. So, that's obviously the largest component to, I think, Rudy's claim. And what they hope will make their way to the Supreme Court is these hundreds of thousands of ballots that, by the way, are still being counted today.
What is their excuse? We're weeks after the election. Why are they still counting ballots?
No good excuse other than they were just so inundated. They said, you know, look, we warned you. What they'll tell you is that the Republican legislature wouldn't allow canvassing to happen prior to Election Day. And because there was such a supposedly massive influx of interest in mail-in ballots, as long as they were postmarked by Election Day, if it meant that they were going to, you know, have to count until June of next year, so be it. But it was going to be on the Republicans' heads because they couldn't canvas early, you know, that is open them up and prep them ahead of time or even count them ahead of time. That's their official claim. My take, I think they just keep finding these to run up the score. That's what I think.
How long have you been in PA?
I've lived here for just over a decade now.
Okay.
I moved from the Midwest here over 10 years ago to Philadelphia.
So I'm curious, you know, for those that live outside of Philadelphia and don't live in Pennsylvania, it's a butt of jokes when it comes to corruption and to elections. We kind of laugh it off, ha, 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 another, you know, dodgy election in Philadelphia. Is that the attitude of the residents of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania?
Sadly, yes. There's the joke of Philadelphia corruption is sort of a joke. Everybody kind of understands Democrats run the city. The rest of the state kind of sadly ignores Philadelphia and also assumes the same. But like I said, it's mostly a very conservative state. That said, I know you've talked with, Senator Mastriano on your show, I heard, or you've been talking about the Republican legislature in Pennsylvania anyway. And it is a ruby red majority Republican legislature. That said, Seb, it suffers from what a lot of Republicans suffer from, and that's that kind of rhino linguini spine unwillingness to fight. I mean, this legislature has the power and still holds the cards to represent the people of Pennsylvania if it wants to. Even now, they still can, as you know, per the Constitution, they can step in here. And they got rolled. They just flatly got rolled by this Supreme Court in the state and the governor and the Secretary of State. And they have a chance to make it right if they want to. And they would be representing most of the people if they did.
Linguini spine. I'm going to remember that one. I do like Italian food, but I think you've just destroyed linguine for me. Follow him right now at Chris DeGaal, AM 990, The Answer. God bless you. Keep holding the line. Don't give up yet. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReFactor.com studios. If you haven't done so already, we have a new, brand new offer from that great patron, Mike Lindell. Support this show by going to MyPillow.com and getting more than 60% off his incredible products, including the MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. 10-year guarantee. My whole team uses it. The president loves them. 51 million sold. And now it's not $69.98. It's $29.98. What a bargain. Get it now. If you use my name, you'll get the deepest discounts ever. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. Your call's next. The call board is full. If anybody drops, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter. And don't forget our webpage, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
America First. Magnificent.
You know, AOC's amusing. I mean, little Cortez is funny. If she had three brain cells to rub together, she'd be even more amusing. But her enemies list idea seems to be catching on. It's amazing how these people crawl out of the woodwork. I'm a pretty savvy person politically, and I've never heard of, or if I did, I rapidly forgot of, Bill Pascrell Jr. He don't look very junior to me. He is representing New Jersey's 9th Congressional District, so I guess that makes him Congressman Bill Pascrell, and this was on his Twitter feed earlier today. It's an official statement. It's on, you know, a very fancy, you know, congressional letterheaded paper. Quote, Donald Trump and members of his administration have committed innumerable crimes against the United States. He has endangered our national security, ripped families apart, poisoned the census. Okay. He has personally profited from his office. He has attacked our elections and sought to throttle democracy. He was rightly impeached by the House of Representatives. He has engaged in treachery, comma, in treason. I get this. I guess this moron doesn't know that they're the same thing. Anyway, he has all but given up on governing and protecting our nation. And if he had a shred of dignity, he would resign today. Therefore, in 2021, the entire Trump administration must be fully investigated by the Department of Justice and any other relevant officers. Donald Trump, along with his worst enablers, what does that mean? 73 million of us? Must be tried for their crimes against our nation and our Constitution. Importantly, any further abuse of the sacred pardon power. Oh, so when Obama used it for terrorists, it was okay and wasn't an abuse. But when Donald Trump uses it for black heavyweight boxers who are persecuted because of their skin color, that's an abuse. Sorry, let me get back to it. Importantly, any further abuse of the sacred pardon power to shield criminals would itself be obstruction of justice. No, it's not how pardons work. And any self-pardons would be illegal. Failure to hold financial and political wrongdoing accountable in the past has invited greater malfeasance by bad actors. A repeat of those failures in 2021 further emboldens criminality by our national leaders. What, do you mean Obama? And continues America down the path of lawlessness and authoritarianism. Like in Seattle and Portland. There must be accountability. Wow. This is in America. This is here and now. Joe McCarthy had nothing on these fascists. Let's go to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. Let's go to JR, Columbus, Ohio, Line 3. Welcome back, JR.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, sir, and very proud of what you've been doing. So here's the thing. In Columbus, Ohio, we're not giving up. What we feel here in Columbus with all my friends is nothing ever changes. Now, it doesn't mean giving up. It just means nothing ever changes. And even our own Republican governor and my personal representative, Steve Stivers, has never once said a single good thing about the president. There is one representative in Ohio named Jim Jordan. He fights.
Yeah.
He fights. So my question is, where do we go from here?
Look, you said at the beginning that nothing ever changes. Let's put this all in perspective.
All right.
6 years ago, 7 years ago, what would you have said about national politics? What would you have said about the rhino class? What would you have said about, you know, another Mitt Romney, McCain candidate representing the forgotten men and women? You would have said, nothing changes. It's never going to get anything any better. And then what happens? Donald Trump comes along, never ran for public office before, and he defeats Hillary Clinton, who outspent us by 100%, $1.4 billion to the $700 million that we spent. So this is why it's crucial to truly never give up, because sooner or later, something happens that you can't predict. Sooner or later, there'll be a crescendo. There'll be a moment that you didn't see coming and which provides us the opportunity to reestablish our freedom in this republic. So, JR, God bless you for being a loyal listener and a caller. Keep holding on. Hold the line. Don't give up for a second, because he's not giving up. He gained energy from us this weekend, and we've done it before, and we can do it again. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are suffering from daily pain, you must try this product that is providing relief for tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Find out if this incredible product can work for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Things are about to get magnificent. America First with Dr. G.
About to? What do you mean, Mark? We've been here for over an hour and a half. But I know what you mean. Welcome back, dear friends. What kind of a childhood did you have? I had a very good one. And I loved Christmas. Oh, my. I was an only child, and I didn't have to share anything with anybody. It was great. If you had a good childhood, if Christmas truly means a time of blessings and love for you and your family, imagine what it would have been like if you would have lost one of your parents to prison. If your mother or father, through their own mistakes, moral weaknesses, had been separated from you as a child. There are more than 2.5 million children in America who fall into that circumstance. Will you help them with me? Every year, through Prison Fellowship, we reach out to these children. And through the Angel Tree program, you provide them a present, a copy of the Children's Bible, and a message of hope and renewal from their missing parent. It only costs $22 per child, and you can make that difference today. Will you help me help these children? $220 changes a Christmas for 10 children. Let's up that number. $1,000 if you have survived COVID, if you had a great childhood, even if you didn't. Now's your time to help somebody who doesn't deserve to be punished for the mistakes of their parent. $1,000 helps 50 children have a little more brightness this Christmas. Go to our webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner and make a donation in any amount, please. Make a difference for these children today. We want to help 300,000 children, and with you, we can. You can call them on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Any donation makes a difference, or just go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. Okay. There is an individual, I think I've said it before on this show, who deserves far greater recognition than he has. He's a very sharp individual who has a kind of reputation as a funny guy, light guy. I mean, look, he does Waters World, which is super fun. But there's much more to Jesse Waters. And in his last monologue, he nailed it about the last 3 weeks in America. And I want to just play the opening of it to you, because I think this is what all of us who love this country are feeling right now, and we need to be able to express it. And Jesse expressed it very well. This is the problem with the last 3 weeks. Eric, video cut two.
It doesn't add up. That's the subject of tonight's Waters words. To quote Hillary Clinton, what happened? I'm supposed to believe Joe Biden is going to be president? President of the United States? Joe Biden? There's something that just doesn't feel right about this. You feel it too. Joe Biden didn't earn it. He didn't really even campaign. He thought he was going to lose. You could see it. He ran a losing campaign. So 10 days after the election, how's he ahead? Let's try to put this all together. Trump was cruising to re-election. He beat Mueller. He beat impeachment. He unleashed the hottest economy on the planet. His numbers were sky high until the China virus hit. We had to shut down the economy. Then the riots exploded. Biden slept through the whole summer. But the Democrats had a plan. Hide Biden, raise money, and scare Americans into voting by mail. In the fall, Trump got sick, recovered, then smoked Joe at the second debate. The Hunter scandal broke. It got censored, but Trump was on the march. The economy shot back up, and Biden was making a lot of mistakes. He was spewing gibberish to tiny little rallies. On election night, Trump trounced Joe in Florida and was ahead in nearly every battleground. Then the state stopped counting, and for the next 4 days, Trump lost his lead in slow motion. boatloads of mail ballots push Biden ahead. Now, if you call the race on election night for Biden, I am fine with that. But 4 days later, his lead gets flipped in notoriously dirty Democrat precincts like Philly and Detroit. I'm sorry, but that's hard to swallow. Especially when Republican poll watchers are being denied meaningful access to count rooms. If everything is on the up and up, why can't we see it? Now, Waters World is going to address all the fraud allegations in the next block, so be patient. I just have a gut feeling something went down. It's like a feeling a parent gets when something happens to their child when they aren't there. You just know it. 78-year-old Joe Biden, the guy with no base, no slogan, no crowds, no enthusiasm, no ground game, no charisma, no vision, no ideas, got more votes than Donald Trump. Not only that, he got more votes than Barack Obama.
Shad, I need that last sentence on the sound box. The no vision, the blah, 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 blah. That's just superb. I'm going to drop that. I texted Jesse yesterday. I said, until I heard that again, I said, best line, speaking gibberish to tiny little rallies. That's the guy who won the election. He nailed it. You know, that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when you know, your kids are in danger or just something feels wrong. You're on a journey and you just feel something's not right. That's all of us right now, isn't it? God bless you, Jesse. Speaking gibberish to tiny little rallies. We're going to go to your calls momentarily. Please don't go anywhere. The call boards are absolutely full. God bless you all. We're going to be joined by Jennifer Horne in the next hour. And also the lady who did battle with that guy. What's his name? Leland Vittert, the guy with the pompadour on Fox News from the Trump campaign. Erin Perini will be with us. You don't want to miss a nanosecond. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Have you taken your balance of nature today? If not, why not? It's the easiest way to stay as healthy as you can. Yes, you need to get fresh air. Yes, you need to get out and exercise. You need to eat well. But we can't always be good, can we? Sometimes our lifestyles preclude being as healthy as we should. Just one little extra slice of that apple pie. You've been there. And soon it'll be the pecan pie with extra bourbon. Oh, I love that. But Dr. Douglas Howard has ensured for you, you can be the healthiest you can be by taking Balance of Nature like I do every single day. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, to give you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that you know, deep down you should be eating anyway. Order right now. Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name, balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Be the healthiest you can be.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What if I get Italian and Indian?
That's that sounds like it's going to give you indigestion. That's what I think is going to happen.
It depends how slow I eat. I'm asking my guys, what do I eat tonight? My wife's traveling. What do I have? Eric, Italian. And I was thinking I was going to go a little bit Italian, a little bit carbonara, a little steak milanese. And then we have, after much filibuster, we have Mr. G says, what do I care? And then we have Shad, who says, Indian. I love Indian. Maybe both. Chicken tandoori? I don't know. Let's talk to our wonderful listeners. Julia, what a beautiful name. Line 4, Louisville. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Finally got through. I just wanted to thank you. I didn't get to call you the other day after the MAGA rally on Saturday. I just loved your speech. I actually jumped up out of my seat, started cheering. I said, yes, take me. Come get me, AOC. That's right. Right here. Spell my name.
Put
right.
us at the top of the enemies list. Bring it, Buttercup. Yeah. That was my message to AOC.
Shut up and bring it on, baby. Let's do this. Get her done. But I just want to tell you thank you. I love you guys. You know, and I've been listening for quite a long time now. And I really appreciate everything you guys are doing. And, of course, all the Patriots. That chat room is nuts. I love them. And I just want to tell the Patriots listening, and look, it ain't over till it's over. The spirit of 76 lives in our hearts. They can call us whatever they need to, deplorable, despicable, racist, whatever. But we are Patriots. And God bless you. God bless you, deplorables. God bless Dr. Gorka and his team. And God bless America and Donald J. Trump, the greatest president ever.
God bless you, Julia. Stay on the line. That deserves a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. The spirit of 76. It lives within us. Let's go to Jay very quickly. 60 seconds. Houston, line 3. Welcome, Jay.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Man, I like you. I love your show, and I just thank you for taking my call. Real quick, like, just a couple of statements. One, I find it peculiar that our Attorney General has been very quiet.
Yes.
And every time I underestimate our fine president, he always seems to come out on top, and I'm hoping that that's what happens this time. We've got to keep this man in the White House.
He does have a propensity of pulling the proverbial rabbit out of the hat, and he is the closer, the man who wrote The Art of the Deal, and he's not giving up. Thank you for your kind, kind comments, Jay. Look, if there's anybody who can defeat the swamp, it's the man who never ran for political office in his life. And the first time, how many times do people run for president and fail? The first time Donald John Trump ran for president and he beat the Clinton dynasty and the swamp and the rhinos. Give this man all your energy because he is going to fight. And you need to be fighting wherever you are. Get your MAGA on. Put that red hat on. Get on out on the streets. Protest and put the pressure on. This is America First.